You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're starting the show with a fifth anniversary of the BP oil spill. 5 years ago, the 87-day spill sent at least 3 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico after the explosion on the Deepwater Horizon that killed 11 men. This week, BP agreed to pay $18.7 billion to settle litigation with Gulf states and the federal government. That includes the largest Clean Water Act fine in history. Apart from environmental damage, jobs along the Gulf Coast were lost and businesses shuttered. I remember standing on beaches with no tourists in sight. In the middle of all of this, a hotel opened on Florida's Pensacola Beach, the Margaritaville Beach Hotel, part of Jimmy Buffett's franchise and the first of its kind. Expectations had been high. The hotel had prime real estate on one of the most beautiful beaches in the Gulf. But even in peak season, it didn't sell out until Labor Day weekend, months after the opening. So 5 years later, what are the lingering economic effects of the spill? For a business perspective, we spoke to Jennifer Jackson, the director of marketing and hotel activities at the Margaritaville Beach Hotel. She spoke to us from the hotel, which is kicking off its summer season.
I mean, it's always stressful when you're going to open a new business, particularly, you know, open a new hotel with, especially with high expectations, since we were the first hotel that Jimmy Buffett, of course, Margaritaville, had ever opened before. So this is all eyes were kind of on us as far as being successful business on Pensacola Beach. So, and there are a lot of people relying on it. There are a lot of jobs at stake. So, you know, obviously when the oil spill happened, there was a lot of tension. There was a lot of nervousness on, you know, how is this going to affect our opening? How is this going to affect just people, tourism in general, people coming to visit us. And honestly, I think the positive parts were that we had such a good team, not only that was working to clean up the oil spill, but just at the hotel here, just to kind of keep everyone's spirits up, you know, through social media, through online marketing, just letting everybody know, hey, we are open, we are coming in business. Yes, obviously there's been a tragedy with the oil spill, but we're still open, we're still a beautiful beach, and, you know, we're still a great tourism destination. It was a little stressful though.
I remember being there 5 years ago and, you know, on Pensacola Beach, places that were usually crowded were not. That must have been scary.
It was a tragedy. It was a tragedy for the people that lost their lives. It was a tragedy for the ecosystem. And there was a lot of trickle-down effect. Tourism is, of course, huge in Pensacola Beach area, for Florida in general. And so, you know, once we have something like that happen, of course, it's going to really halt a lot of the industries. And so, of course, there was a lot of businesses suffered. A lot of businesses went out of business. We were kind of one of the lucky ones that, you know, we're able to survive it and you know, still grow as a business. But those first couple months were definitely a lot of question marks out there.
What surprised you the most about the way the spill impacted your business?
We were able to see how the community came together. And as far as the industry goes, tourism has rebounded. It stalled there for a little bit, but right now it's kind of at its all-time high.
Yeah, I mean, we're 5 years out now. Do you feel like things have smoothed out, or can you still see places where the spill has left a lasting impact either on your business or on Pensacola?
Some businesses were hit harder than others. I know the fishing industry was one of the ones that did have a really negative impact. There's, you know, a lot of people, a lot of charter businesses out here that really depend on tourism through the major months, through our peak season, in order to survive. That's their business. And so I think they were really hit hardest from the hotel's perspectives. Yes, everyone, of course, took a hit when the oil spill happened. But in the last couple of years, we've seen nothing but progress. And so this year, we've had a record year this year. So we really see that it's coming back. And, you know, there was a lot of question marks. Well, you know, what are we going to see next year? What are we going to see 2 years from now? Or, you know, is there going to be dead fish washing up on shore? You know, or are there extra patches out there that had sunk and now are going to wash on shore? There's just a lot of questions we didn't know the answers to. But like I said, the last couple of years, tourism's really bounced back. We've had beautiful beaches. And we fortunately haven't seen a lot of negative impact going forward after that initial, you know, 2010 disaster.
Jennifer Jackson's the director of marketing and activities at Margaritaville Beach Hotel in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
You just heard the story of one business in the Gulf. Now to the larger picture. It may seem hard to believe, but 5 years after the spill, roughly half the people who filed monetary claims against BP and been approved still haven't been paid. Indeed, the final deadline to file a claim was only June 8th. Claims are paid from a separate pot of money from the settlement just agreed on this week. After a couple of different agreements and several trips to court, BP and the plaintiffs, mostly individuals and businesses, agreed on an uncapped settlement. The company would pay out claims of legitimate economic damage to people whose livelihoods were hurt by the spill. Frank Petosa is a partner at the law firm Morgan & Morgan, and he represents many of those people. I asked him to explain how this pot of money works.
Well, what it is it's an uncapped settlement fund that BP agreed to. And BP agreed to this in open court before Judge Barbier and in pleadings, and they agreed to a settlement fund that would have objective formulas put in place that would allow individuals and businesses to submit a claim and understand how they can qualify for compensation for a loss related to the oil spill, both based upon what their base compensation would be, how they would be compensated for future losses, and if, in fact, objectively, that loss was caused by the spill. This was all agreed to, not just by the attorneys on behalf of the claimants, but also by BP.
Can you give me a simple explanation of how a client or a theoretical client who files a claim figures out whether or not they get money? I mean, it's been 5 years.
It has been, but you have to understand that it's been in less than 5 years from the time that the settlement fund was created after Judge Barbier approved the settlement agreement and then had to withstand the attacks by BP that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and those attacks were rejected at the end of 2014. But the settlement agreement has very objective formulas to determine whether or not someone qualifies for compensation, meaning that their loss was caused by the oil spill. And that was one of the big issues that BP attempted to fight. Yet BP at the same time, when the agreement was signed off on by both parties, they agreed to an objective formula, meaning that you didn't have to come in and prove by evidence that your loss was caused by the oil spill, that it was based on your financials. And if your financials met the objective tests and formulas, your business or you as an individual would qualify for compensation pursuant to the terms of the settlement agreement. If you have a business that's in the impacted areas, which would include the state of Louisiana, the state of Mississippi, the state of Alabama, the panhandle of Florida, the west coastal counties of Florida and Monroe County, if your business in any of those areas, depending on the type of category you're in, for example, if you're a tourism business, your loss is presumed to be caused by the spill in the areas closest to the coast. And what that means is if the objective formulas in the settlement agreement indicate that you have a loss in 2010 as compared to years prior, you're entitled to compensation.
I remember having conversations in 2010 and 2011 with people who said, well, wait a minute. Let's say you ran a topless bar in an area of Louisiana where you might usually have fishermen or oil workers there, and because of the spill, you didn't have the kind of customers that you would normally have. And they would say, that seems like a ludicrous thing for BP to compensate. What do you think?
It's not, because BP requested the settlement zones. Initially, the discussions were centered upon the businesses closest to the coast. BP wanted releases from as many individuals and businesses and entities they could get. So they wanted the whole state of Louisiana, the whole state of Mississippi, the whole state of Alabama, the panhandle, the west coast of Florida down to the Keys. BP negotiated and ultimately agreed to the formulas that are used in the settlement agreement to determine compensation and also determine if that loss was caused by the spill.
We know there are still questions about the environmental impact of the spill, the amount of oil that was put into the water, what happened to it. When you look at the financial impact of the spill 5 years on and look at that landscape, how would you assess it?
It really depends on the individual or business or governmental entity as to the degree of the impact. You know, some industries have been devastated. the oyster industry, especially in Louisiana, has been significantly impacted. There were businesses along the coast. I have clients that never recovered. They went out of business. You know, luckily, the settlement agreement put in place the ability for businesses that ultimately went out of business to receive some degree of compensation. So there's been a recovery. But the problem is we still don't know what the long-term impact is going to be on the environment. We don't know the long-term impact that it's going to have on some of the fisheries. It does appear that some of the areas along the coast from a tourism standpoint have rebounded. And as long as there are not any further problems with oil, it seems like we are moving towards a recovery. But the long-term effects are still unknown on the environment and then the impact that may have on industries, especially, you know, the fisheries. They're still unknown.
Frank Petosa is a partner at Morgan & Morgan, a law firm representing businesses and individuals with claims against BP. Thank you so much.
Thank you.